Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another PC Boys podcast. This is your boy, Logan. So today we have a very interesting podcast for you guys, and by that I mean we're going to be talking about horror movies that I'm going back, I'm rewatching, or watching for the first time, and we're going to be doing this pretty much from now till Halloween time, and of course we're going to be talking about the Five Nights at Freddy's movie, Spider-Man 2, all this great mess of stuff, but I wanted to do something different to start things off. I mean, we're about midway through September, so I figured I'd start watching horror movies, you know, in September, kind of, in early October, watch, like, horror movies that I haven't seen before, or watched often, or haven't seen in a while, and then as we transition into October, start watching more of, like, my slashers and stuff like that, because the closer I get to Halloween, the more slasher-ish I get, so I start, like, paranormal and stuff like that, and move my way into slashers. I don't know, that's just how I always seem to watch my horror movies. But today we're going to be talking about a movie that I personally didn't hate, but was disappointed by at the same time, and how it was one of the biggest missed opportunities ever, and this would be the movie Slender Man. So for those of you that don't know what this movie is, or what it's based on, Slender Man is a creepypasta that originated online, and there were a few video games made on him, Slender the Eight Pages and Slender the Arrival. Essentially, you have this being that has no face, wears a, you know, nice dress suit, is super tall, lengthy, has tentacles, and he kidnaps children in the woods at nighttime, and the pages are kind of like his signature, you know, thing. But the movie of Slender Man came out in 2018, a long time after the big Slender Man craze had died down, which, you know, in and of itself, you know, you try to take a very obscure internet sensation well after it was in its prime and adapt it to a movie. I just don't understand the thought process behind why they chose to do it when they did. But anyways, I digress. So, in the Slender Man movie, we follow four main characters, but I should really say there's only two. There is Ren and Hallie, who are the two main characters. The actress that plays Ren plays in the Conjuring movie, well, the first Conjuring movie anyways, as one of the daughters. She also played on The Kissing Booth and some other movies. I don't know who the girl is that plays Hallie or what other credited roles that she has. Then there's another girl, Katie, and Katie is like the redhead girl, and she also played in some other movies like a Ouija and stuff like that, back when she was younger. And then I can't even remember the name of the other character in the movie. But she was, you know, an African-American actress or, you know, someone that I don't even really know anything about. I don't even know the character's name, okay? It's not her fault. It's obviously, you know, the writing of the movie, they weren't given much. And, you know, I haven't seen her in other roles, so sorry that I can't really exactly say who it is, but anyways, the whole premise is these girls essentially summon Slender Man to debunk the myth of him existing, and then they end up getting infected by Slender Man, and Slender Man comes after them and takes them out one by one, starting with Katie. She goes missing, and then he drives the others insane, and long story short, by the end of it, everybody is taken by Slender Man one way or another, and the main character is turned into a fucking tree. Yes, I am not fucking kidding. The last character gets consumed and turned into a fucking tree at the end of it. I don't understand. Now, the Slender Man design I actually thought was pretty good, in my opinion. I didn't dislike it. Slender Man himself was not in the movie a hell of a lot, outside of, like, pictures of him on the internet and stuff. And they actually used fan films on the internet way back in the early 2000s as, like, found footage of Slender Man attacks. And I was like, that's kind of funny. But the thing about Slender Man, I think the movie in and of itself that was really disappointing, is the amount of scenes they cut out of this movie. So this movie, I think, originally was supposed to be a rated R movie, and it was turned into a PG-13 movie, and as you can obviously guess from that, this movie took a direct hit in terms of gore and other interesting things that were going to be in this movie. Because the trailer for this movie showed a much more compelling, interesting story that actually looked genuinely scary compared to what we got. So, you know that actress I was talking about earlier that I can't even remember the name of her character? Yeah, She was supposed to commit suicide in this movie by stabbing herself in the eye with a scalpel in like the beginning of the third act or ending of the second act. And they completely cut it out of the movie. And matter of fact, in that scene in the lab, it was replaced with Hallie talking to her boyfriend at the time. And I use that very loosely because he's only seen in like 2-3 scenes in the movie. And there's not really much chemistry or connection there. But anyways, her character was not in this scene whatsoever. She kind of just disappears out of the middle of the movie. She like gets infected by Slenderman, has like these bags under her eyes. The last time we see her, and she just disappears. Like, we don't hear about her. They don't mention her about midway through the movie. And it's like, if you showed her killer, you know, her killing herself in that lab scene, which obviously would have been a rated R thing for sure, then, you know, this movie would have been a lot more scary, but also the stakes would have been higher. And there was a lot of other scenes that were also removed out of this movie. There was supposed to be a scene where a girl came out of the woods with, like, blood on her hands and stuff, and that was supposed to be, like, this character that was texting Katie, who's the first girl that goes missing, about Slenderman on the internet and stuff. So there's a lot in this movie that they cut out that was in the trailer that made this movie look a lot more interesting, and the movie just doesn't make sense because they cut these things out. And obviously this was in service of a PG-13 rating because they obviously wanted more people to see the movie. If it's rated R, kids can't go watch it, or most likely will not be able to go watch it. So when it comes to a rated R film, right, a lot of companies would rather do the PG-13 route. Even look at Venom: Let There Be Carnage. I guarantee you, if that movie was rated R, it would have probably been received even better than it was, and also Carnage would have been done a hell of a lot more justice. But with the Slenderman movie going to PG-13 instead of rated R, it just ruined the movie because a lot of the compelling scenes that was needed in this movie to build up more of that, you know, horror element, and on top of that, story consistency elements, right? The fact that they took these scenes out that were so important in service of that PG-13 record just made this movie make no sense. So, for example, me and my buddies in high school made a fan film called Scream Afterlife, which you can find on YouTube. Very, very, very low budget. Like, we're talking maybe used a few $100s to get a costume, camera, and some fake blood or whatever. Like, it was a very low budget movie. Terrible acting. But we made a rated R cut of the movie, and then had to make a PG-13 cut of the movie for our school version, because we made one we uploaded on the internet for ourselves, and then, of course, we had to cut it down for our class project, because originally it was a class project thing. Long story short, though, the PG-13 version of the movie made no fucking sense, because everything that we cut out of the movie incorporated basically no swears, and all the, I guess you could say, violent elements or whatever in the movie were removed. So the PG-13 version of the movie made no fucking sense and moved so fucking quickly that you start to wonder where the fuck the story was. And the same thing happened here with Slenderman. They cut so much out of this movie that I'm wondering, where the fuck is the story elements? And the unfortunate thing is, too, guys, they don't even have it on the special features. The only special features in the Slenderman movie is behind the scenes with the cast and crew, and that's it. We don't even get to have a special feature that talks about the missing scenes from the movie, which were in the trailer, which made this movie look scarier and more interesting. And I'm telling you guys, it sucks, because this Slenderman movie I was so hyped for, right? When the trailer dropped, remember, this movie came out in 2018, I was so excited for this movie. This movie would be like the Five Nights at Freddy's movie that we're getting this year in terms of hype for me, because it was based on a video game and a creepypasta that I personally loved when I was in middle school. Like, I was a fucking Slenderman fanatic back in the day. And obviously, this movie, piqued my interest, because I still like Slenderman. I just obviously wasn't head over heels with him like I had been in the past, and I was even disappointed by the movie. Like, I don't hate the movie. A lot of people say the movie sucks and they hate it, and that's understandable. I can understand where they're coming from. The movie doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense, and you don't connect a lot with the characters, but I like it, because it's one of these movies where it's like, I see what could have been, but at the same time, the movie is goofy enough, and the movie is done just well enough where I can say it's like a guilty pleasure kind of movie. Kind of like Jason X. Jason X is a terrible Friday the 13th movie, but it is just a good time to watch. Like, me and my dad pop in that movie when we just want to have a fun time. So it's kind of like one of those movies for me. It's a guilty pleasure movie. I pop it in every Halloween season once or twice, and I just watch it through, and I just have a good time with it, you know? I don't take it seriously. I obviously know not to expect much from it, and I just, you know, enjoy it for what it is. Now, when it comes to the Five Nights at Freddy's movie, I think it's obviously going to blow Slenderman out of the water, because Five Nights at Freddy's is such a well-known IP compared to a very niche thing like Slenderman, but obviously, this movie was... It had such potential. It had potential to actually do well at the box office and be scary and make sense. But they had to go for a PG-13 rating, which I think is fucking stupid to begin with. If you're doing a horror movie, do it rated R. I think the only movie that actually managed to do PG-13 well was Megan. But even Megan, I would say, like, if you look at Megan and Slenderman, you could turn Megan into a comedy if you wanted to. Or an action movie. Slenderman, you can't. So, that's kind of like my major disappointment with the Slenderman movie, is the fact that it didn't make sense. They removed some of the best elements from the trailers through deleting those scenes, and it made the movie watered down, make no sense, and even with that suicide scene in there, and on top of that, the girl walking out of the woods with blood in her hands and stuff like that, right? Like, all of these scenes would have made the movie 10 times better. Sure, maybe the movie would have gotten a 7 out of 10 or a 6 out of 10, but it would be better than a 3 out of 10 on IMDb or a fucking 8% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, you at least would be in the 20%, you know, area. Like, it would have made the movie better, right? So at the end of the day, yeah, no, this movie, it was done so dirty by whoever decided to cut a lot of these scenes out. And it sucks, because I see the potential this movie could have had. This movie could have been a very great movie, but they fucked it up. But ladies and gentlemen, that is all I have to talk about on this podcast today. Thought I'd do something a little bit different. Talk about a movie that's, you know, not really that great, but, you know, was something I, you know, saw a lot of potential in back in the day. And I did end up buying it on Blu-ray because it was dirt cheap. Like, I think it was like $15 or something. So I was like, fuck it, I'll pick it up. Why not? And, you know, I got my money's worth out of it. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I've seen worse movies than that. Yes, I've seen worse movies than Slenderman. So that's a indicator to how bad some movies can be. But next time we talk on the podcast, I will be doing more Five Nights at Freddy's discussions. I'm currently trying to write down exactly what I want to cover in my Five Nights at Freddy's predictions and whatnot, and that podcast should be out this week at some point. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. I hope you all enjoyed, and I'll catch you all in the next one.